Human rights organizations have condemned the Bahraini government for the immoral handling of the case of a citizen killed by security forces. 16 rights organizations have slammed the Bahraini regime for forging Abdulaziz Al-Abbas' death certificate. They say Manama has withheld information on how he died and that his corpse was held in a morgue for 22 days. The 27-year-old died on April the 18th after spending 50 days in a coma. He had sustained serious injuries when hit by a projectile fired by Bahraini security forces during an anti-government rally. The rights organizations say this is not the first time Bahraini authorities forged death certificates. On the line from New York is Nasir Al-Omari. He's a writer and political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Al-Omari. Now, the rights abuses and repression taking place in Bahrain against the population has been going on for a while now and is nothing new. However, this condemnation by 16 rights organizations, how far do you think that's going to go?
Well, it should go far enough to prevent the Khalifa regime from going against a whole country that is under occupation right now. The Saudi intervention in Bahrain is an occupation, and we see the world like paying attention to what's happening in Ukraine. But we have a similar situation, even worse. Like we have an occupation of this country by Saudi Arabia. And oppression of people who have for 3 years now demanded their rights. This is the majority of the Bahraini people. These people have demonstrated in a peaceful manner for 3 years now. And if nothing doesn't happen soon in terms of giving the Bahraini people the right to govern themselves, I think that there will be radicalization of this peaceful peaceful movement.
Right, Mr. Al-Omari, right now on Friday in London, a conference will be held that will celebrate Bahrain as a country of religious freedom and tolerance. Its keynote speaker will be the Duke of York, Prince Andrew. What do you make of that? How do you interpret that?
This is absolutely shameful, and it's reminiscent of the sword dance that Prince Charles did in Saudi Arabia at the graves of the Saudi people who have trying to have their political rights, taken from the Saudi royal family. Again, you know, these democracies in particular, one of the oldest democracies in the world, the British democracy, should be ashamed of itself for turning a blind eye to the suffering of the Bahraini people, who have so far demonstrated peacefully when the Khalifa regime goes after activists, strips people who were born in Bahrain of their nationality, exiles them. This is really ridiculous, and to see Prince Andrew involve himself in this is really a sham.
Right, and Mr. Al-Omari, of course, the Bahraini regime has been spending a lot and investing in a PR campaign, basically, to set its image in the rest of the world's eyes, and it is working really hard to present this image that everything has returned back to normal in Bahrain, and we saw that as far as the Formula One Grand Prix went as well. How do you see that impacting public opinion and the pressure on the Al-Khalifa regime?
I think it's useless. In the long run, the Bahraini revolution is one of the most powerful and rightful revolutions in the Middle East. We are not talking about a small minority of people demanding rights. We are talking about the overwhelming majority of the people in Bahrain demanding representation. So these tactics will not pay off, and I believe the Bahraini people will stand up. And knowing the Bahraini people and having been in contact with so many of them through social media, I know that this revolution will not ebb, and I know that there are tough people in Bahrain who will withstand full stand for their rights.
Okay, that was Nasir Al-Omari, writer and political commentator, joining us from New York. We appreciate your comments here on Press TV, Mr. Al-Omari.